The receivers draw a certain current from the battery or accumulator. How long they can operate depends on the capacity of the cells that make up the battery. If the receiver draws a current of 1 amp, it will take a 1 amp charge within an hour. A 10 amp battery could theoretically power a receiver requiring 1 amp for 10 hours. In theory, for a receiver requiring a current of 2 amp, the working time on a 10 amp battery will be shortened to 5 hours. In practice, the higher the discharge current, the smaller the actual battery capacity. Resistive loads, for example, a light bulb, will consume lower current as the battery voltage drops. Receivers equipped with a DC-DC converter can receive constant power with changes in voltage, i.e., when the supply voltage drops, they will consume more current. We left out the voltage of the battery and only focused on the ampere hours for its capacity. Both the 12-volt 10-amp battery and the 6-volt 10-amp battery can power a receiver using 1 amp current for 10 hours, but in the case of 12-volt, the receiver will use 12 watts, and in the case of 6-volt, it will be a 6-watt receiver. Therefore, the capacity of the batteries is often specified in watt, i.e., a 10-watt-hour battery can supply a receiver with 1 watt power for 10 hours. The aforementioned batteries have a capacity per watt-hour respectively. Battery 12-volt, 10-amp, equals 120 watts, while 6-volt, 10-amp, equals 60 watts. You will also find watt-hours, or rather, kWh, in electricity meters in the home power supply system. Information about the basic parameters such as voltage, current, power, more information can be found here. Voltage, current, power. What are these values, and how are they related by Ohm's law?